Hey guys, hope you're staying high, staying fly, and staying prayed up. This is Controversial Smoke. And we say the quiet things out loud within the cannabis industry. And, you know, of course, current events and random topics because I am a multifaceted creator. I've been procrastinating on doing this podcast and I don't even know why, okay? It's kind of like a rebranding because where I was before is not where I am now, but some things still stand, okay? I know it's been a really, really long time because life was lifing, you know. Now I'm here though, better late than never. So if you love God and love the trees that he's placed on this earth for us to utilize in moderation, this is the place to be because we're going to keep it real. That's why I had to come out with Controversial Smoke because I can honestly say I could love God freely and smoke my trees and not feel like I'm a weirdo. Because sometimes people will look at me like, talking to me about God and you're smoking me. Yes. I know that what I want to do is very far-fetched in this industry, so I had to create a lane for myself that allows me to be unique in my own right, but also love God. Because I know God love me. God hold me down all the time, okay? So you can definitely love God and smoke trees in moderation. You know, other people got their opinions, and that's great. Whatever is good for you, whatever, you know, helps you sleep at night, whatever makes you go about your day better, that's great for you. For me and God have a different type of relationship because God told me to do this, okay? God said, use your voice for impact and inspiration. And I'm always talking about God. I love talking about God and smoking weed. I feel like I get closer to God when I smoke weed. Frankly, I don't see a lot of people who look like me that are in the positions that I'd like to be in within the industry. I'm just so multifaceted and I love to talk about anything and everything under the sun, but mainly about the industry. I've been in it for about almost 8 years, so I've seen a lot of ins and outs, especially as a person of color. And one thing I could say, which is going to be the topic of discussion, is the cannabis industry does not give a beep about black people. They love our rhythm, but they don't really love our blues. And that is very evident based on the positions that people of color hold within the industry. There is so much that goes through my mind that I just can't give it all in one shot, you know? So I felt like a good little 15 to 20 minute little sesh, keeping it real, discussing the things that need to be discussed and the realities of this industry, because I don't want black people to be thinking like, this is the best industry ever. No. It's not. It's just like working at a Saks Fifth, okay? Compliance is everything, which I totally understand. But there is a certain glass ceiling. And you might have to do some uncompromisable things to get there. I just prefer not to. So I wanted to keep this episode short and sweet because, you know, there's so much to talk about and I don't want to overload you with my Cancerian, overthinking, introverted thoughts. I got to give y'all baby steps with me. You know what I mean? There's levels to this. But I just had to make that be clear because the only way we're going to be able to be good in this industry is if we make a lane for ourselves that puts us in a position of impact, influence, and inspiration. I feel like all the other things I was doing, yeah, it was cool and all, but I wasn't adding God. And I felt like that was like a slap in the face to him. Like, how you going to smoke this good tree that I placed on this earth for you and you not even going to shout me out when you have your sessions? When you talk about the shit that I place within you to discuss. And I just had to let that be clear. Like, you can love God and you can love trees. And it's all about loving God more outwardly than you love these trees. So I just found out that O.J. Simpson passed away, right? But I didn't find out in the way that I would have thought. I would have found out like, oh, I'm so sad O.J. Simpson died. If anything, right now I am watching Nancy Grace. And her title is O.J. Simpson, Dead, En Route to Hell Tonight. Remember, this is called Controversial Smoke. where the smoke is controversial. And we say the quiet things out loud through the lens of faith in cannabis. So how y'all feel about OJ's death? Because I definitely know how Nancy Grace feels about it. Especially when the title of her YouTube video is OJ Simpson dead and en route to hell. I'm sorry. This is the first black man to get away with two white people and was free. I'm sorry, this is kind of his karma. And God knows he did that shit. Don't be mad at me. I'm just a vessel. I think God was just giving him a chance to, like, make his life better, do better, learn from your mistakes. But no, OJ got into more bullshit over time. He didn't really learn his lessons. And God's like, yo, you was being too cocky. I get it. You know, like, you OJ, but you also black. But you know what I'm saying? But now I understand why Jay-Z said, I'm not black, I'm OJ. Like, this is how OJ was thinking, because that's how white people was making him feel. I don't know. I know he did that. That I know. People have different opinions and different feelings about it. And it's all understandable. But the ones who are in denial of the facts, this ain't gonna be for you. I'm all about facts. And these are facts. He did that shit. And then he said he picked up the knife, but he don't remember what happened next. Oh, we know what happened next. How you didn't know what happened next? Yeah. Cochran was like, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. However, smart people know that blood can shrink leather. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I understand. OJ should have stuck to having a legacy of being a famous football player, not a K-I-L-L-E-R. And Nancy Grace saying that he's en route to H-E-L-L, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I understand. Be mad at the evidence. Don't you notice that all of them died of cancer? All of them died of cancer. Including him. The cancer died of cancer. He was a bad cancer. And all of them, I guess, who were doing that shit too and going along with it. That's crazy. And that's why people feel the way they feel today about his death. Now, is some of it funny? Yes. I'm sorry, Lord. But is they lying? No. It's very blunt.